Good afternoon. My name is Bridget, and I'll be moderating today's discussion on behalf of A Renewable America. Thank you all for joining us today. We are very excited to share the findings of Powering Up Michigan, a report on the economic benefits of renewable electricity development. The report produced by A Renewable America in collaboration with David Gardner and Associates highlights the positive economic impact of renewable energy on Michigan's economy. Joining us today is Ryan Hodum, Vice President of David Gardner and Associates, who will explain key findings in the report. Dan Scripps, President of the Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council, will talk in more detail about why renewable energy is good for business here in Michigan. Rob Threckel, the Renewable Energy Initiatives Manager at General Motors, will share more about the work GM is doing at its facilities. And last but certainly not least, we have Kim Walton on the line, who's the Program Director at the Michigan Alternative and Renewable Energy Center located at Grand Valley State University, and she will speak to the affordability of renewables. We'll hear from each of our panelists, and then at the very end, open it up to any reporters who may have questions. At this time, let's go ahead and turn it over to Ryan, who can first explain more about the report's key findings. Ryan?
Thanks, Bridget. And thank you all for joining us this afternoon. So our report examines the current and potential economic benefits of developing renewable power and the potential capacity for Michigan by 2030. In compiling our analysis, we considered each of the six major renewable electricity technologies, biomass, geothermal, hydroelectric power, solar, waste-to-energy, and wind, all of which are already providing a substantial amount of clean and affordable and reliable power across the country. We modeled the economic effects of a renewable electricity future for Michigan. We did that based on the National Renewable Energy Laboratory's Renewable Electricity Futures Study, which in our assessment, is the most comprehensive analysis of high penetration renewable energy in the United States to date. This analysis finds that Michigan has enough renewable resources to provide almost 48% of the state's energy needs by 2030. And our conclusion is that by maximizing the state's potential through an increased use of renewable energy, we find that Michigan can far exceed the EPA's proposed clean power plan, which calls on the state to reduce carbon emissions by 2030, and the state's renewable portfolio standard, which calls for a 10% growth in renewables by 2015. Our report looks at two scenarios, a high growth and a low growth scenarios. We define high growth as essentially maximizing Michigan's total potential for renewables, and low growth, in essence, you know, staying on the current path, the status quo. And under both scenarios, we find a positive economic impact for the state, both in terms of jobs, in terms of jobs created, and an increase in wages and benefits, and injections of money into the state. In terms of increased tax revenue and land leasing revenue, primarily from wind development. So those are some of the high-level findings. Happy to discuss our methodology, any other research findings in a little more detail. I'll turn it back to Bridget and look forward to comments from my peers on the call. Thank you.
Great, Ryan. Great info there. Thank you so much. Now, to help share some of the positive economic findings, let's hear from Dan Scripps at the Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council. Dan?
Thank you, Bridget. The Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council is a business organization made up of companies working in Michigan's growing advanced energy sector. And what we have found from our members, and what I think is demonstrated clearly from this report, is that renewable energy is good for business in Michigan. We've seen $2.2 billion invested in Michigan to bring renewable energy projects online through the end of 2013, and that's a number that continues to grow. As a result, Michigan is home to 82,600 jobs in renewable power industries, energy efficiency, and other energy conservation services. And we're also the location for 210 wind and solar companies and suppliers that are located in and doing business in Michigan. Wind is reviving Michigan's manufacturing industry and employs an estimated 4,000 people. We've also seen $7.2 billion in annual economic activity tied to the manufacturing of wind, solar, and other advanced energy technologies. And so you're seeing manufacturing uptick across the board and across the state. Biomass is a success story for Michigan as well, particularly for our small and rural communities. The $50 million spent on biomass fuel annually by the state's six biomass facilities contributes an estimated $72 million annually to the state's economy. And in the high-growth scenario looked at in the report, Michigan could add over 160,000 construction jobs and 5,000 operations jobs annually, and we could add millions in wages and benefits, taxes, and land lease revenue as well. So renewable energy, whether looked at from the manufacturing standpoint, the project development standpoint, the employment standpoint, or what it's doing in terms of the overall economic impact in communities large and small across the state, renewable energy is good for business in Michigan. We're certainly seeing that in our membership, and it's an industry, I think, that a lot of folks on the business side are excited about, and excited about both the current economic impact and its future potential. So with that, I'm also happy to answer any questions, but I, too, will turn it over to Bridget and look forward to hearing from case studies and other experts.
Great. Thank you, Dan. Very, very insightful, extremely impressive. Thank you for those numbers and sharing those key findings. The report examines four case studies in Michigan, and to name a couple, the Apple Blossom Wind Farm in Huron County and, of course, General Motors. So today we've invited Rob Threckeld from GM with us today to explain more about what GM is doing in renewable energy.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Rob Threckeld. I do manage General Motors' global renewable energy portfolio. I'm glad to be on the call today to discuss some of the projects we've done and investment we've made in Michigan in regards to renewable energy. Obviously, being a competitive global automotive manufacturer, we look at cost and how do we drive down cost. And one of those core areas that we look at is renewable energy. One of GM's core 2020 manufacturing commitments and goals is to promote the use of 125 megawatts of renewable energy. Similar to our diverse propulsion drivetrain strategy for our products, we also deploy a similar strategy when procuring renewable energy. You know, as we look at our portfolio at the end of 2013, we've had over 65 megawatts of renewable energy sourced globally and have expanded to nearly 100 megawatts in 2014. 14 of our sites have deployed solar, including Hamtramck in Orion and Michigan, and we have got over 40 megawatts deployed globally, and 9 sites have electric vehicle solar charging stations as well. GM has been recognized from SEIA, the Solar Energy Industries Association, as one of the top 25 users of renewable energy in regards to solar, and it's been recognized by the DOE as an industry leader in the deployment of workplace charging. In Michigan, GM has nearly 25 megawatts of renewable energy sourced coming from, as I mentioned, a diverse portfolio, landfill gas at our Orion facility, generating nearly 8 megawatts of renewable energy via that. And then we've got solar, as demonstrated in the case study here, a 516 megawatt or kilowatt array that is at our Hamtramck facility in conjunction with Detroit Edison. And then we've got a 350 kilowatt array at our Orion facility. Along with that, we've sourced, we've got a waste to energy of nearly 16 megawatts or over 58% of the energy coming to the Hamtramck and Orion facility, or actually over 50% of the energy coming both at Hamtramck and Orion come from renewable energy sources that have directly or indirectly resulted in the investment in the state of Michigan of nearly $25 million towards the renewable energy projects that have been initiated at our sites. And all of these sites have generated significant savings to General Motors and allowed us to remain competitive in the global automotive industry. With that, I would like to end that and be happy to answer any questions that might come during this time period.
Yes, lots of great things happening on your end, Rob. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And GM is not alone in terms of those great things happening. In fact, there's a growing trend of businesses turning to renewable energy for their power needs. To help explain more on the affordability of Michigan's renewable energy sector, Kim Walton, the program director of the Michigan Alternative and Renewable Energy Center located at Grand Valley State University, joins us now. Kim?
Hi, and welcome. Here at Grand Valley, MERI, which is our nickname, we offer a business tech incubator. We offer consulting on renewable energy, and we also conduct research on both wind and solar. Merrick has just finished a three-year offshore wind study on Lake Michigan, and we are currently in our second year of a solar test bed to help define the best angles to install solar PV in high snow and lake effect regions. So that's a little bit about what we do. I just want to say, because this comes up all the time, renewable energy is affordable and it is very predictable. We actually have three renewable energy companies here in our incubator as we speak, and we have companies that are interested from as far away as Africa in coming over here and developing products. Something that hasn't been brought up but is mentioned in the report, I believe, is Michigan power producers pay nearly $1.2 million to import 21 million tons of coal annually. So that is money that goes directly out of our state instead of being reinvested. Our renewable resources are predictable. Our month-to-month power output can be easily managed, and especially across the different technologies, wind and solar work well together, as does the biofuels. Michigan has actually fairly good solar resources. Michigan has 87% of the solar resources of Miami, Florida, if you put the solar panels at the respective latitudes, which is much better than people seem to think we do. Germany has the solar resources of Alaska, and Michigan's solar resources are closer to that of northern Spain. So that's just a little highlight of how much resource we have. I think people tend to think this cloudy days, you know, doesn't produce anything. Germany, as a matter of fact, just reached 27.7% of their demands in the first 9 months through renewable energies, which is higher than the 26.3% share of electricity made by coal this year. So even though their sources are a lot less than ours, they have actually produced almost 30% of their electrical needs through renewable energy. When we look at wind, wind power has really dropped in the last 5 years. Initially, the power purchase agreements were for $100, and now we're down to 50 to 45 megawatt per hour, dollars per megawatt hour. And like I said before, solar and wind works very well in tandem to produce a smooth annual power production. 20% of our state's renewable energy comes from forest-based products. Michigan is known for their trees. And 16 megawatts can easily be provided for by our biomass. And biomass is a great baseline power supply. So our solar installations have fallen nearly 40% since 2010, and there are several reasons for that. One is due to higher production and increased efficiencies of both solar panels and inverters, but also companies and local units of government are becoming much more comfortable with the technology, and that results in lower equipment costs, higher efficiencies in getting these systems in, and lower code and permitting costs. I'm more than willing to answer more questions, but I'm going to turn it back over to Bridget. Thank you very much.
Very well. Well, I think we all agree that renewable energy is much more affordable than it ever has been before. So thank you for that information, Kim. And thank you to all of our speakers today. Perhaps it may be helpful for Ryan right now to briefly explain the methodology of the report. Ryan?
Oh, sure. Absolutely, Bridget. So I mentioned, I think, I'd say half of the methodology already. So let me just reiterate that quickly. So we modeled the economic effects of a renewable electricity future through 2030 for Michigan. We based that on two scenarios, high and low, from the National Renewable Energy Laboratory's Renewable Electricity Futures Study. This was a comprehensive analysis of high penetration renewables across the United States. We took the outputs of that as the inputs into a model that we used, which is the jobs and economic development indicators model, also a tool developed by the National Renewable Energy Lab. And that let us translate the increased deployment of renewables into some of these economic indicators. For instance, increased job growth, increased wages and benefits, and also some of the related investment items, whether it was an increase in tax revenue or an increase in land lease revenue. So those were the two steps we went through in order to complete our economic study. Mm-hmm. Happy to answer any other more specific questions from folks if you have them.
Great, and thank you for revisiting that, Ryan. I think a couple of folks joined our call a little later and they missed part of your explanation earlier, so thank you again for revisiting. At this time, I will open it up for questions if anyone has any.
Thank you. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. This will place your question in the order it was received. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now.
Okay, I'll start with a couple questions fielded from my end, and this is open to all of the panelists. What was the driving factor for your organization to invest in renewable energy?
Well, this is Rob at General Motors. You know, the key driving factor obviously is the financial benefit to the company and what it does to our bottom line and for the stakeholders of our and shareholders and within the company. But it also gets into the intangible benefits and what it does to our community outreach with our facilities. You get a lot of excitement for the employees wanting to understand, you know, renewable energy and how it's deployed and how it actually works, as mentioned earlier, you know, on the call. You know, when you look at Germany and Michigan and the ability to do and deploy solar and how it still does work even on cloudy days. It's a big education for our employees and the excitement driven when we make these types of investments or work with third parties to do an investment.
And this is Dan Scripps. I think speaking on behalf of the member companies of the Energy Innovation Business Council, it's really that they saw a market and a value proposition that I think oftentimes there's this view of renewable energy companies as somehow focused on things other than making a profit. And that's, at least with the companies that I've spoken to, certainly not true, that they do see this as a legitimate and growing business opportunity. They're being able to hire and do projects and seeing billions of dollars invested in the space. So it is very much a hard-line, hard-nosed business decision of a market exists. There are business opportunities to be pursued, and in many ways they value the opportunities in the way that they would in any other market segment.
And Bridget, this is Ryan. Just to quickly highlight for folks, in our report, we profile the Apple Blossom Wind Farm, which is currently under construction by Geronimo Energy, plans to begin operation next year. And the construction is going to draw a total investment of about $200 million once fully developed, and land lease payments to local farmers and landowners is expected to average about $1 million a year. The project's going to create 100 short-term construction jobs and 10 full-time positions upon its completion. I think statistics like these illustrate just the impressive scale of some of these projects, in particular some of these utility scale wind projects. But it's terrific to have groups like GM on the line to also show that it's not just utility scale, but it's also you know, large institutions like GM and many others that are procuring renewables at scale and at cost.
Yeah, this is,
thank you.
This is Kim at Grand Valley. We have a business incubator here, and our business is to make these businesses successful. And we have had several companies, you know, in the energy efficiency and renewable energy field that have graduated and moved on to bigger things. They are certainly making a profit. And Michigan offers such a unique opportunity that, that we have a huge interest in people from not only out of state but out of country to come here and invest in Michigan and grow companies here, and I find that very exciting.
Thank you. And I have another one here. Dan, this could be directed to you, but others, feel free to jump in if you want here. Dan, in your opinion, what misperceptions from the business community, if any, do people here in Michigan have about renewable energy?
Yeah, I think probably the biggest misconception is on cost. And it's in some ways understandable because, as Kim pointed out, the changes in economics have occurred so rapidly and so dramatically that that people who were up to speed on some of these technologies and services even 5 years ago, the numbers are out of date. I mean, we've seen a decline of almost half in solar panel costs, solar installation costs, since 2010, as Kim mentioned, and we've seen the same rapid declines in wind. And so for a lot of folks, they sort of wrote it off when they did the back-of-the-envelope numbers, you know, 5, 7, 10 years ago. And with the fundamental transformation of the economics of energy, I think they're surprised when they run the numbers again with today's numbers just how cost-effective these technologies are. And so whether it's, you know, reducing energy consumption through energy efficiency or generating a portion of their energy through energy efficiency or other or through solar or other technologies, the numbers really do work, and they are sort of increasingly attractive for businesses sort of all types.
Very good. Thanks, Dan. Any other questions? I'll open it back up to the floor.
Once again, as a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question at any time, please raise your hand by pressing star 1 on the telephone keypad at any time.
Okay. A big thank you to our speakers and all participants who joined us today. We will be circulating a press release of the final Michigan report following this call. Again, thanks again. Have a great day.
Thanks, Bridget.
Thanks, Bridget.
Thank you.